This is simply a way for you to become resilient to the pressures and the stresses that have stolen your being, the pressures and the negative influences that have taken you out of your consciousness, and they've taken advantage of your lack of seeing what is happening to you. It is a way to experience awareness so that you'll be able to survive the onslaught of any injustice, any cruelty, any wrongdoing, whether in your mind, in your imagination, or for real, whether they're self-inflicted or mostly inflicted by others, other self-seeking, selfish people, any injustice that you might encounter. This is a way to free you from being affected by those. It's a way to free you from your sick self and experience a new life without being subjected to that self, without being traumatized, negatively influenced, controlled and manipulated, really, by others around you. At first, do not do this exercise laying down. A plain chair with a straight back works well. One with no arms. Simply the edge of a bed will work well, too. Use whatever is most convenient. Do this alone in a room. Don't do it with other people present. This is not something to do as a group. Don't ever meditate as a group. Don't ever meditate with a partner. That is not meditation. This is between you and your Creator. You'll have plenty to share with them later. Don't try to make anything happen. Don't willfully try to influence outcome. Don't wait for the perfect time to do this, either. Do it every day in the morning, without fear of interruption, without fear of noises. Just do your best to have the free and uninterrupted time and place to practice this exercise. Set aside everything you think you already know about meditation, everything you think you know about being still, about alcoholism, about God, about spirituality, about steps, about anything. Just set it all aside for now. There's nothing to learn here. You're not going to be retaught anything. You're going to unlearn what you already know, and only truth will be left. This will make sense to you later. Don't fall asleep while doing this. Don't get floaty or blanked out. This is an awakening exercise, not a tranquilizing one. We don't want to go into a trance. We want to wake up. We don't want to go deeper into a sleep. And that's been your problem all along, hasn't it? You've been asleep. Maybe you don't know you've been asleep. You've been asleep, and now it's time to wake up. You'll learn to exist in a new state of awareness that you're going to begin to practice. And you'll be able to extend that throughout your day. And it'll put you in a place where you'll have vision, and you'll have clarity, and you'll have an effortless lighting of your way before you. Okay, you ready? So, we can go. Your life is about to change in ways you cannot imagine. Just close your eyes, put your left hand in your lap, and put your right hand by your side. If you're sitting on a bed, go sit on the edge of the bed so that your hand can just hang, so there's nothing between, perhaps between you and the floor. This is not mandatory, but it just makes it a little easier. Now close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, you'll notice that you see little sparkles of light. Little pixels of light, as if you're looking at the inside of your head, as if you're seeing your skull. Just notice the insides of your eyelids. See if you can see them. Don't try to focus on them. Don't laser beam your attention into your eyes. Just notice the inside of your head or the inside of your eyelids. Try to look at the inside of your eyelids, and when you do, you'll see little patterns of light. You see that? Now, at the same time, I want you to draw your attention down your arm and into your hand and into your pointer finger. And just notice it. Just notice your finger, and when you bring your attention to it, it'll tingle slightly. There'll be a very small, almost a vibration, not quite, but it's as if your attention is there and you can notice your attention inside your finger. You feel that? You can actually feel the blood inside of your finger. It doesn't throb, but it's sort of just a gentle tingling feeling. It's the only word we have to describe it. But it's not exactly a tingling. It's just as if your attention is there and you can just notice it. It's as if your noticing has been transferred from the center of your head down to your finger. And at the same time that you're doing that, you can notice the lights inside of your head. You can notice the little patterns. Can you do that? That is the meditative state. There's nothing more to it than that. You're not going to be able to stay there long because the thought is going to come. It's going to pull you away. So I'm going to show you a way to make it a little easier. Transfer your attention now to your next finger. And now to the next one. And now to the pinky finger. And now to your thumb. Just keep doing that. Keep doing that while I'm talking to you. Don't stop doing that. Just keep doing it. It's effortless. Don't force your attention. Just keep noticing the middle of your forehead. Just keep noticing the center, that place, just sort of just above the eyeballs and in the center of the forehead. And it's almost as if you can see the inside of your head or the inside of your eyelids. And you can almost see your hand at the same time. If you were to wiggle one of your fingers, say your pointer finger, you could almost see it moving very slightly. Now, don't wiggle it. That's not what we're trying to do. You can wiggle it just to experiment now. But just, do you see that? Now, move your attention out to the next one. That is the meditative state. Now, you're not going to be able to stay there long. A thought is going to come and take you away from this. And you're not going to realize it until you realize that it's happened, and then you're out of it. If that happens, if you find yourself not seeing the inside of your forehead, if you find yourself not rotating your attention from one finger to the next, just notice that you have. Just notice that your attention has been taken away. Keep noticing the middle of your forehead, the inside of your skull. It's like you're looking at your brain. You're not actually seeing your brain, but you're just aware of the inside of your head. And when a thought comes, notice the thought. Just see it. Bring your attention back to the inside of your head. See if you can see the inside of your eyelids. Notice the lights, and then extend that attention down into your arm, down into your finger. And then rotate from one finger to the next. Just keep doing that. Just lightly notice one finger. Pay attention to it until the awareness seems to very gently stimulate it, like a tingling. Once one finger is stimulated, then just move your attention to the next one. Just keep doing that while I'm talking to you. Keep noticing the middle of your forehead. When a thought comes, just notice the thought. If it happens 1,000 times, you just keep doing that. What you're doing is you're practicing being aware. You're coming out of the dream state. Nothing more than that. You may have been asleep a very, very long time, since childhood. Somewhere, something set you off balance and then pulled you under. It was something that upset you. It was an injustice, some cruelty that someone did. Usually a parent. Could have been a teacher. Could have been a horrible atrocity. Or it could have just been little things. Cruel children. An impatient mother. A drunken father. A drunken mother. Somewhere somebody got you to respond. And when you responded, something rose up inside you. Something negative. We call that resentment. And that resentment shut you off. Shut you off from your original vision, your original state of awareness, the one that we're practicing right now. Bring your attention to the middle of your forehead, just above the eye level, the center of your head, center of the front of your head. You can be aware there. You can almost feel the attention stimulate the inside of your head very slightly, as if the pineal gland inside were being massaged by your attention in the same way that you make your fingers tingle. Do that at the same time. Just notice one finger till it tingles. At the same time, just see it in your head very slightly. You don't want to overshoot the runway on this. There's no effort. It's very, very gentle. Just move your attention then to the next finger. And then bring your attention back to the inside of your skull. Just be aware of the inside of your head. You see those little lights? It's like looking at a big screen. It's as if the skull part of your forehead is a screen. And you're seeing the little pixels of light. Sometimes they're moving. That is the light. That is your inner light. You could do this inside a totally pitch black room, and you'll still see it. These are not just rods and cones being stimulated. You can press your eyelids and make something and stimulate some psychedelics. We're not looking to do that. This is gentle, natural, inner light. And you're noticing it. And when a thought comes along, pulls you away from noticing the inside of your forehead, pulls you away from making each finger tingle one in turn, very slightly, just notice that it's happened. You're practicing being aware. You're coming out of the dream state. Now just keep doing that. The thing that set you off in the beginning, a long time ago, has no power here. Not when you're aware. The thing that made you, that upset you, irritated you, annoyed you. All annoyance, irritation, frustration, anger. It's all anger. It's resentment. It's a negative force. Feeds the ego. That's yourself. You've identified with it. You thought it was you. And you fed it. And then your natural vision turned into something ugly. It turned into judgment. Judgment is an amalgam of hate and vision. And you're judging and condemning others, sending them to hell in your own head. Playing God. So that's what a God does. Bring your attention to the middle of your forehead. Just keep being aware of the inside of your head. Look at the inside of your eyelids. See the little sparkles of light inside there. Simultaneously notice your fingers, each one at a time, until each one begins to tingle slightly, very, very gently. Just notice each finger. Move it to the next. That's all you have to do. When you do that, you can see thoughts come. Any thought. Could be a good thought. Could be a bad thought. It doesn't matter. You're practicing separating from your thoughts. Don't suppress thought. Just let them arise. Just don't go into them. Don't get into them the way you did. The way you have in the past. And use them to play God and judge others. You can't play God in your own head and honor God at the same time. It separates you from God. And that pain of conscience is what you sought to eradicate, is what you sought to anesthetize. You sought out analgesic solutions inside your own head with substances, alcohol, drugs, sex, food. You became selfish and prideful as your pride rose up to feed on the hate that you allowed inside you that causes separation. Just keep noticing the inside of your head and the inside of your eyelids. And when thoughts come up, you can see this. There's nothing to remember here. Just keep doing that over and over as I'm talking to you. There was a violation of your psyche. And it happens now. It happens every day. Your natural discernment gets contaminated by deciding what's right and what's wrong and who's good and who's bad. Deciding good from evil. It causes resentment and hate and anger and rage. It's toxic. It's electric. You can feel it rising within you. Keep noticing the middle of your forehead. Like being aware of the inside of your head. Lightly, just notice one finger. Pay attention to it until the awareness seems to gently just stimulate it, makes it tingle. After that finger is stimulated, just gently move it, move that little stimulation to the next finger. Keep doing it. Notice the little lights inside of your head. Do nothing else. There's nothing more to do than that. And if you do that, you'll see that you haven't been yourself. You will see that something has been trying to play God through you that's not you, that has cut you off, that has starved your intuition. Starve your inspiration. Taken away your natural vision. And left you rudderless. In pain. With a guilty conscience. But we're letting go of all that now. We don't have to seek solutions to that anymore. Because isn't that what you did when you drank? Seek solutions for the pain? Put out the fire? Put out the pain of the guilty conscience? And what did it produce? produce just a selfish existence, self-centered, being puffed up, being self-important, narcissistic, doing it to others. That sort of behavior just takes root in society, takes root amongst your loved ones. And then they see your injustice. Now you're the cause of the injustice that set you off to begin with. You see that you've done the same thing? The same thing that you've judged others for, you've done too. And I keep telling you to just see it. Don't resent it. Because then that brings you back in. When these resentments rise up, just notice it. See it for what it is. And you're practicing that right now. By noticing the lights inside of your forehead. Looking at the inside of your head light up like a screen in a movie theater. It's like being aware of the inside, like you're looking inside of a cave at the inside of your skull. Just slightly notice each finger. Just pay attention to one finger at a time until that awareness very gently makes it stimulate, makes it tingle. And then move it to the next finger. And notice the little lights inside of your head. That separation from God has been your spiritual sickness. Has made you spiritually sick. And then your conscience has chased you. You thought your conscience was the enemy, and it wasn't. It was trying to bring you back. Trying to bring you back to the moment that you're going to right now. Trying to bring you back to the place where you could see things for what they are. Where you can be objective. And stand in the sunlight of the Spirit. Seeing things for real. Not be infected. Not responding with emotion to the cruelties and injustices that others are inflicting upon you. The same ones that cause you to inflict onto others. Can't you see that they need to be forgiven? Can't you forgive those people? They're only doing what you've done to them and to others. Keep noticing the middle of your forehead. Keep noticing the inside of your skull. It's like being aware of the inside of your head. Then bring your attention from one finger to the next. Just keep doing that. Just extend it into your arm, down through your wrist, into your hand. And bring your attention to one finger at a time. At the same time, notice the inside of your head. Look at the little lights. There's nothing to learn. This is an exercise. You're practicing doing this. This is very real. When any thought at all comes up, be aware of it. Notice the thought. You are not the thought, and the thought is not you. Your awareness has placed some distance between you and that thought. Once you're noticing the thought, you're no longer inside the thought. You're no longer attached to the thought. The thought can just pass, leaving you unaffected. This is your protection as you go on through your day. It may seem like you're imagining a vague image of your hand in your mind's eye. That's okay. It isn't important. Just keep noticing the inside of your head. Be aware of the place inside of your forehead, just in the center. When any thought comes, just be aware of it. Notice that thought. Bring your attention from one finger to the next. Just keep doing that. The ability to let thoughts go is your protection. See that the inside of your head is where your mind is. And see that it's like a colorless screen, the speckles of light moving around in the field. Maybe little patterns, colors, speckles. It's like a galaxy of stars. This is real light. This is not a metaphor. This is your inner light that lights your awareness. You know, the proverbial sunlight of spirit. It is real. It's inside you. And all I'm asking you to do is be aware of it and let it happen. Don't try to force anything. Don't try to make anything happen. Don't have expectations. You don't need any. Just keep being aware of the inside of your head, noticing inside of your eyelids. See those little sparkles of light inside there. At the same time, notice your fingers, one at a time, each one until each one begins to tingle, slightly, very gently. You are practicing being aware. You are practicing standing in the sunlight of the Spirit. When a thought comes, just be aware of it. Once you're aware of it, you're no longer in it. You can't be aware of a thought and be lost in the thought at the same time. It's not possible. You're practicing coming out of the dream state. Just keep doing that. Do this religiously, every day. By religious, I mean be consistent, be unwavering, be steadfast. Don't do this to solve a problem or with any expectations of any effect. Each time you do this practice, do it exactly as if you have never done it before, as if this were the very first time you had ever done it. If you have an experience of some kind in the morning, don't look to replicate it in the evening or the next day. Each time should be as effortless and free from willfulness as it was the time before it. Do this first thing in the morning when you get up, and then make sure you do it before you go to bed at night, too. You have a morning meditation and an evening meditation. And any time during the day that you get a chance to practice this, you can do it. After a while, you'll be able to do it with your eyes open, believe it or not. You'll see, it'll happen. But don't do this to solve a problem or with any expectations. I know you have anxiety. I know you have depression. I know that there are conditions that are causing you a lot of conflict. Just set those aside and practice this meditation without trying and without trying to will those problems away. Do not add anything to this. It'll spoil it. It'll render this experience totally ineffective. In a short time, you'll see the dangers of this. If you're ever tempted to add anything to it, if that temptation comes along, maybe out of methods you might have tried in the past, meditations that sort of sound similar but are not quite, just notice those thoughts too and let those pass. They will pass. If religious or spiritual philosophies or practices begin to seem silly to you, just let those pass. Just see what you see. Don't try to remember anything here. There's nothing to learn. There's only to listen to the silent inner voice that's inside of you. Don't try to disbelieve or believe anything that you hear on this recording. Just see that it's being said. Don't do anything more than practice pulling away from thought and then allowing the thought to flow away. Nothing more than that. Watch for prayers and practices outside of what you're discovering now that might conflict with this. You may need to eliminate those. Just watch for prayers that sort of neutralize what you're finding out with conflicting ideas. For example, don't engage in meditations that teach you to struggle or to act upon your thoughts one day and then practice this meditation the next day, which is the opposite of that. As you meditate, you don't have to make decisions. It'll become clear. And it won't be because I've told you that. It'll be because it'll just be clear to you. Okay, now open up your eyes. We've been doing this for 30 minutes now. Do this once in the morning, once at night, and at least once during the day or any time you get a chance would be very helpful. Just look around a little bit. You see how different things look a little bit clearer now? That's the clarity you will eventually have every day that you walk the face of the earth.